Hey, yo, what's up, Paniacs? It's been a while. I got sidelined. I have a knee injury. We'll get to that in a minute, but I'm excited to get back behind the mic. My man, Michael H. Butler. It's been too long. We are going to do, for folks that have been asking, we're still doing a fantasy recap. It's coming. Free agency just started. We're gonna stop with the hey man, which players did you like so much last season on our recap and do the obvious MVPs and things like that? And we're gonna branch out and do a little bit more predictions, players you might like, not like going forward. So that's the plan as it stands. But tonight we're drafting apps, not appetizers. Not fast casual, even though I could go for some Southwest egg rolls right now. We're talking about phone time. You know, that morning when you finally get a few moments, or that night when everybody's asleep, getting that bag of apps, see what's going on. But tonight we're stuffing a bag of six on Pay Productions. Michael, what's going on, my man?
What is up?
Been too long, dude.
Been a while, man. I've been aching to get back on here with you.
Right? I know. We've talked, we've seen each other since this in person, which doesn't happen often. You know, last time was sneakers. I shared that with a lot of, you know, some folks outside of our circles and outside of the of there's like a whole sneaker podcast like genre out there that's like beyond me. Shouts out to my man Matty Ice, and we got good reception from it. Like the actual sneakerheads were like, okay. So
there
that
we
was that
go.
was, that's tight, dude. That's tight. You know, my Shacknosis didn't test well, but for the rest of the podcast we did okay. Well, yeah, anyway, man, I blew out a wheel, dude. I haven't told folks about this. I don't even know if I mentioned it to you. About a month ago, hanging out with my son, and we're just chilling, getting ready to go to this birthday party, and someone just absolutely annihilates one of our cars in the front of our house, dude. We're talking at noon. Knocks it like two houses over, and I'm sitting there like, you gotta be shitting me, dude. I guess not what I need right now. So I put on my slippers and I'm like, all right, I'm gonna go check and see if they're okay. And all of a sudden I see the dude going in reverse, and I'm like, you got no, dude, don't. And he's taking off.
Oh, no.
So I tell my son, I'm like, go tell mom. And I hit a full sprint. And I'm holding up my phone because I watch too many TikToks and shit like that. And I'm holding up my phone in the middle of the street, like way up high, clicking. Like, dude, I'm getting you. I'm yelling loud, like, I'm getting your license plate. And I'm running. But anybody that has ever had, I got the backless slippers, like the slip-on slippers, not like house shoes. Got the backless slippers. I got my eyes up, my phone out, running. Full speed on concrete, and I hit the curb and blast my knee. Get up, keep going, turn the corner, like I'm still after it, dude. And we ended up getting them because I'm like, I'm not eating the cost on this, dude. My adrenaline took over, and I get back home, and my knee's a little bloody. It's scraped up. I'm like, I'm good. We, you know, I have two young boys, so we got a house full of band-aids. Put a band-aid on it. I'm like, we're going to the birthday party. It's cool. I sit down, you know, with a couple other dads, and I'm just like, all right, you know, what's going on? About 20 minutes in the birthday party, my jeans start getting real tight, dude. I look down. My knee's like four times the size of what it was, dude. And my It's pressing on the denim, and I'm like, oh man, this might be bad.
Oh no.
And so fast forward to now, I'm still dealing with it. luckily there's nothing structural, but like I got like the most old man of injuries. Like I almost wish I this is a knee that's already been reconstructed from ACL. Like that stuff sounds tough. What happened to me though was my bursa sac, which is like the like lubricant that kind of helps keep things moving around your knee, a bursa sac. So my bursa sac got infected and swollen, and like I have an inflamed bursitis. And is there anything more old man sounding than saying you have bursitis or you have bursitis?
I don't think there is, man. I've never heard that.
It just kept me. It was insult on top of injury, and the only like, and they're like, oh, you know, I can try to drain it, but it'll probably come back. And I'm like, you know what, just do it. So they pulled as much fluid as they could out of it. Didn't help. And they're like, well, you know, the good news is once your body will absorb all these blood clots and stuff, and you'll be good to go in about 2 to 3 months. And I just sit there and I'm like, you gotta be shitting. 2 to 3 months, dude. My ACL recovery like didn't even last that long. So yeah, I'm icing, elevating, wearing knee braces. Like it's dumb.
Compression shorts, compression long.
All of it. All of it.
Yeah. All of it. Good for injuries. I used to. I know the feeling, but I don't know the feeling of having a busted sack on my knee.
bursa yeah. sack. My sack is not busted. It's bursa. But yeah, dude. It all of it around, and my son, bless him, the little warrior, watching me chase after him. About a week later, you know, we're talking about it because I'm not, you know, I can't do as much as I could. I got limited mobility, all this stuff. And I'm like, buddy, I can't. My knees hurt. And he's like, oh, yeah, when you did that ninja roll. And I was like, what? He's like, you know, when you were running last weekend and you did that ninja roll. And I was like, yep, that's exactly it, buddy. Too many ninja rolls. So, I mean, I'm happy to still be looked at in my son's eyes with such affection when I totally just ate it hard. And my man thinks I did a ninja roll as like part of my pursuit. I'm like, you know, shouldn't have messed with me. You know, I didn't have the ninja roll him like that.
He's a keeper.
Yeah. So I've renamed it the ninja knee instead of the bursitis. So it's like, dad's got ninja knee, man. I got it. Can you get my ice pack? And we can watch this Illini game for a couple hours while I elevate.
Ninja knee. Ninja oh, that's knee. Great.
So, you know, one would think like, oh, well, now you got all this extra time to podcast and like all this free time. But nah, dude, it's uncomfortable, man. Right now, I'm just getting to the point where I can get back in the swing. So you're all caught up, Paniacs. That's where I've been. And I'm getting right back into it, man. So here we go.
Let's get it.
Apps, dude. So yeah, I got my list. I'm gonna give the disclaimer that I'm not trying to be cool. I don't have the hottest new apps. I don't know shit about AI, making an AI version of myself or, you know, the new hotness, but these are the apps that I use and that I like. And there's probably cooler ones that do the exact same thing I'm doing. And I'm like 19 generations behind, but damn it. These are my apps and I'm proud of them. And that's what I'm going to go with, man. So let's get to it.
Let's go.
How are your knees doing, Mike?
Hey, I had Oskin-Slaughter's when I was like 14, but yeah, other than that, you know, they've been holding up great.
They need to rename some of these things, you know, like that kind of thing too. It's like, what? Call it Sergeant Slaughter's knee or something. My son will get on it, dude. He's gonna be in marketing. As per usual, in the bag of six draft, we're going to pick six items. And as your humble host, I always let you go first, man. And we're just going to go back and forth. No snake draft. We're going straight at it, dude. So me, then you, then me, then you, then you, then me, then me, then you, and you. Nah, I'm just kidding. You go first, Mike.
Man, that sounds good.
What's your top app? This is your favorite one. We're not talking about the best. Your favorite one.
It's the one I can't live without.
There we go.
This is the one that if you picked it, I would be devastated. This is the one that if you used, you wouldn't have had to do the ninja knee roll down the street.
What?
You could just look through your alarm app at your cameras that are set up around your house and zoomed in on the car that annihilated your other car and then just gave that to the police. So
what's the app called? I need
my app for my alarm system is called My ADT, and it allows me to view my Ring doorbell and all of my cameras that I have around my house.
How many cameras do you have, man? We got to get into this.
Let's talk about it. So I got one at the doorbell. You know, somebody puts the package on your porch.
TikTok videos. Those are fun.
One on the driveway. So the one on the driveway turns on the front porch light. So if you trigger that one, it triggers a light in the front porch. I have a camera on the side of the house because we have a gate over there. So if somebody came in the gate, I'd like to see
them. Point of entry.
So you go by that one, it turns on the light in the backyard. And then the backyard, I have one so I can see the dogs when they're outside. So
right.
I can call them. And then on the other corner of the house, on the corner street, I have a camera over there as well. And then have one inside the garage. But, you know, I got like five, maybe.
Nice. They're all external? No internals?
Yeah. Just one in the garage is, I guess it would be your inside one. But it's just in case somebody gets in the garage, you know. It's full HD and it moves, so I can see everything.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. Like, so can you zoom in post? Like, all right, the car gets smoked, but, I mean, it's a perpendicular, you know, the street in front of my house runs opposite direction. He wasn't kind enough to come toward my house to give a full license plate view. I knew the car, it was gold. It's like a gold Tahoe, but I, you know, the license plate's faced in east west, my house faced north south, dude. So like how would you detective that?
You couldn't, you'd still have to do the ninja roll. Definitely.
Thank you, man. All right.
I can't even argue with you. I heard it. I was just thinking about the way my house was. No way.
You might have an angle. You might have an angle. The corner one might have an angle. Yeah. Catch him coming around the corner. We have a stop sign, like, no lie, 100 feet from our house. So dude did not hit the amount of force and fluid that was leaking out of our car. It was, unless he went 0 to 75 in about 100 feet. So yeah, you might have caught that.
He was just drunk.
Man, that's the thing. We ended up getting him back here. It's so, you know, my theory is he either had to drop something or switch drivers, but the person that actually came back in the vehicle was definitely sober. And that's all I'm saying. And the insurance is cutting us a check, so I'm not, you know, whatever you had to do, man. I'm not. Nobody was in the car. Nobody was injured. We found the culprit, and that's where we're leaving it.
That's awesome.
I'm not digging any deeper. I didn't even suggest the fact that he probably ran the stop sign. I'm like, no reason to put extra charges on the man. Like, what's that going to do to me?
You're a good dude. You're a good dude.
You know, I'm just like, man, why pile on this guy, man? I just, you know, you obviously know where I live. So, like, let's just, all I need you to do is those premiums you've been paying, just let it pay off. My first pick, mentioned at the top of the hour. We got an episode coming up about it. And even though we're heading into free agency season, I got to pick my sleeper app, dude. My dynasty with you.
Cheers.
Our league together. But also, man, like once I started looking into the player updates and all the news it can give me and everything else, it's becoming one of my one-stop apps, dude. I used to have, you know, I was a big ESPN fan. I'm still cool with ESPN. Don't really like Yahoo, but I still like ESPN as a fantasy. But I still had to have like a Pro Football Focus or something that would keep me up to date, like benching news, all this stuff. Like ESPN was always asleep at the wheel, no pun intended. But Sleeper gets stuff as fast as Twitter to me, man. So whoever they got running, you know, their interns or whatever they got updating everything, it's about as up to date as I can find. But again, I like the controls for it. I like that it's I don't know if I purposely turn night mode on, but I feel like the app has always been dark, which I always like for my apps. I don't like a bright app. I don't like a lot of white light. And just everything about it is smooth and clean, dude. And the more I spend time with it, the more I'm digging it. And so, yeah.
Man, that sounds like you love it. Like
I really do, man. Like
I feel it.
I've been hearing about it for years, and a couple other podcasts I listened to, like Pimp It, and I didn't like the name of it. I'm like, Sleeper, man. What's that got to do with fantasy football? Like, I just don't like it. It's a dumb name. And I'm like, I'm good with ESPN. I've always been good with ESPN. But everybody was touting it for his dynasty settings. And I was like, okay, that's the one thing I want to do is start a dynasty league someday. And we did it. We finally did it. And so I was like, I'm gonna give this a run, dude. And you know, and it's been dope. So
of course it's dope for you. You got the season cut short and got to creep into third place. Of course.
Oh, you're giving spoilers out. Yeah, man.
So yeah, of course. No, it's a good app. It's my first year using it. I'm still trying to get used to it. The emojis, I don't understand what those mean yet. They look like vegetables sometimes, and then they changed them for like the holidays, but it took them a long time to change them back.
Yeah, so that was what made me mad. Quite a while. That's a good knock. That's a good knock.
But other than that, like just the chat features and then like the trades, putting people up for blocks, the notification level that you can have or don't want to have, it lets you do all of that. And then our slow draft, like that was probably the coolest thing I've ever done. So lots of cool stuff with that.
Yeah, apparently Mike White and Jimmy G are up on the block if anybody wants them. All the folks from our league that are listening right now. Rob put them out there in case you want to go get them.
Yeah. Rob will try and trade you anything. And Rob's always going to try and win that trade.
Hey, man. He's got to go for it. So, yeah, Sleeper. Fantasy football, man. That's my GOAT app right now.
Yeah, that's dope. All right.
Number two for you.
Number two for me. So, like, I work in a fast-paced setting, and sometimes I got to get documents onto the computer quickly, and I don't have time to fax them or fax scan them to my email address or whatever. So I have this app, and it's called TurboScan, and I've been using it for, like, 15 years. So if I ever need to fax something to, it's either $1.99 a page or $4.99 unlimited. But I use the features of turning my document into a PDF that I can put on a computer and make it editable. So then I can use it like right away. So there's my GOAT, one of my GOAT apps right there, TurboScan. And I have the Pro Edition. So I think it cost me $10.
Ponied up.
I think it cost me like $10, but that was 14 years ago, and I'm still using this piece.
Man, $14. I'm trying to find. I have a scanner app, and just as I predicted, I don't have a cool one. So I'm trying to figure it out because I have Genius Scan. That's what I have.
Okay.
Genius Scan. It's been like a long time since I use it, and I don't think it's as good because you have to take a picture of your stuff, right? Is that how it works? Yeah. Mine always looked like the Declaration of Independence after I took it. Like, it never looked really like the document, but it kind of looked like the document. And I'm like, you know, as long as the person I'm trying to get it to is like, we're good, then we're good. But the whole time I'm using it, I'm like, this didn't, I'm trying to master my lighting. Like, it just never quite hit right.
So I think with this one, the reason why I like it is because it highlights it for you. So it lets you know if you're close enough, highlights it. And then like it takes 3 shots of it. So then it pops on the screen when it's done and it shows you like how crystal clear it is. And then you're just like, boom, let's go. And then the fact that I can convert it so that I can type on it when it gets to my computer, it saves me so much time. It's money. And I can name the file too before I send it. So it makes it even easier to find.
You got the Oreo. I got the Hydrox, dude. Mine, I couldn't alter anything. Nah, I could just take a picture and send it. And when it did send it, I couldn't rename it. So it was always like, yeah, did you get my file? And it was like X-JN_19 other letters. All right. You win this round. Let's just keep that theme going because you probably have a cooler one for this too. But for me, I still have cable. I'm still one of the people who haven't cut the cord yet. And one of the reasons I like cable, and my app has nothing to do with cable. This is just the story you're all going to hear before I tell you what I'm going to do. Thing I like about cable is I have million shows at my fingertips because I also subscribed almost every app or every streaming service there is. But when it's like, oh man, you know what I haven't watched in a while is Atlanta or like Always Sunny or like some of the shows I really like. And I'm like, I'm going to just, you know, I don't feel like thinking about it. So I'm going to do that. And I spend close to 20 minutes trying to decide what episode I'm going to watch. Cause it's like, oh man. Yeah, that's a good one. But you know, maybe I should go back to season one and which episode was the lemon pepper wet scene? Cause that's my jam. Then I got to Google that. Cause I forgot. Cause it's been so long, but when I'm on cable and it's just like Atlanta starting in 3 minutes, I turn it on and I'll watch whatever episode's on. And then I'll catch like little, oh, I forgot this was part of that episode. I like when someone else DJs my shows, like, you know, Seinfeld, whatever. Like if I'll just see it on the guide and I'll turn it on and whatever episode's on, I'll watch. So with that in mind, everybody has their fancy music streaming, like you know, I'm not going to mention them in case you're picking one, but I use Mixcloud. And if you're not familiar with Mixcloud, it's this place where DJs put up their set lists. So they just put up their full like hour and a half, like DJ set list, their whole mix. So like, I mean, DJ Jazzy Jeff has a lot of, you know, dope ones up there, but you can search by like genre, mood, theme, feel. Like so sometimes I'll be on like summertime. I mean, not to bite off of DJ Jazzy Jeff, but summertime vibes or like grilling out music or whatever, and some random DJ playlist will match to that, and it they'll just put like a whole thing with transitions. And it'll bring back memories of old music. It's like it's just like a full DJ set list on there. And sometimes I just like someone else to pick the music because that's another thing too, where it's like, do I want to listen to an album or do I want to listen to this? I like someone just to put a set list out for me, man. So like Mixcloud, like will give me a vibe. They don't always hit, you know, I do a little searching, but they let you like and favorite with some of them. So I got a nice like collection of DJ set lists now where I just go and I can put that on and I can just put that on my Bluetooth speaker. Like if folks are over, I don't have to build a specific playlist for them. You know, I'm like, you know what? I'll just put on Summer Chill 3 by DJ What's His Nuts, you know, I've heard it two or three times. It's fire, and nobody's the wiser. They might think I mixed it. I don't care.
That's dope.
What is this? Oh, you know, just some little something I put together. You know, there's no royalties on here.
That's dope. Yeah, I've never heard of it, but I'm definitely adding that to my list of things.
Yeah, Mixcloud, dude, it's fun, man. And like, you know, maybe there's something cooler than it now, but this for me works just fine.
It's dope.
Yeah, man. I'll remind you of it, dude. It's fun.
Hell yeah. Oh, man, I don't know if I want to go down this rabbit hole yet, or if I want to go a different way. But I want to make sure I use all mine that I have to have. So, man, I'm gonna go with like one of the things that like I'm like obsessed with. So like I try not to like stay on the social media all the time. Right. I try not to look at the cameras in front of my house all the time, but like some time burning things that I do is looking at like my credit score. Like I'm like obsessed with looking at my credit score. And then there's a lot of apps out there. All of them, their end game is to get you to get a credit card, just so you know. But the one that I like the best is probably one of the OG ones. It's Experian. So not the Credit Karma or not the other ones, but the Experian. It gives me all three reports. And then it's pretty accurate. Like none of those apps match your actual credit report, but it puts you in a good place to know where you are. So I like it. Gives me alerts when my credits run or things clear up or I pay off things. So it's pretty up to date, pretty user-friendly for me as well.
Damn. I need to get my shit together, dude. Like, man, you can make me feel bad. let me check my list. Yeah, I don't have anything that put together on it. Okay.
Sweet.
Damn. We flip a coin in this household whenever we need to apply for credit to see who's going to hit, and you're up to date. All right.
There's a story behind that, but I don't know. I don't know if your podcast is ready for it.
It's always ready, baby.
Man,
I just told everybody about Ninja Knee, man, and you're going to hold back on the Paniacs like this?
I'm just saying, like, my credit score wasn't shit until I married my wife. So like the day we got married, my credit score went above 700, and I've just been watching it go up ever since. Yeah. I love it. I don't know what it is about her, but something about her made my credit score go up.
It was in the vows. In good credit and in bad. Thank you. Also, I know we talked about it before we started, but for folks that are yelling at us at their speakers right now, we eliminated social media and any of the basic apps for this. So, yeah, everybody's like, why aren't you guys on Twitter? because that would be like the list, man. We don't need to go back and forth talking about TikTok and Twitter and Facebook and all that stuff. And those are things you can do on your PC anyway. So the apps are just lazy. So, but we did do the camera, email, all that shit because that's just boring. So that's where we're at with that. Now back to the mix. All right. I'm on number three. And all of my remaining choices seems like childlike compared to what you just dropped on us. So I might as well just go ahead and lean into that. And I'm gonna pick a game. And I think we might have talked about this before in text threads or whatever, but I'm not a big wrestling. I was a huge wrestling fan for like a decade. like mid-90s to the mid-aughts. And then I kind of kept on it here and there, kind of back and forth with it. And I found WWE Champions one day, you know, when you're playing one game and then they give you a commercial for another game. It's usually something weird and oddly sexual. Maybe that's just my algorithm. But it's always like a weird game where I'm like, why the hell would I want to play that? But one time it was like, there it is. He just pulled it up right there, man. And so it came up and I'm like, all right, you know, I'm going to try this out. And I got hooked on it, dude. And I just and they had like a lot of my old classic wrestlers on there. And I'm learning about new wrestlers. And I have Peacock, so all the pay-per-views are free now. So every now and then I'll watch, you know, to be like, oh, is Montez Ford wrestling tonight in the Elimination Chamber? Okay. I would have had no idea who that was if he wasn't like a featured wrestler on my wrestling game. But the heads and tails of it is like, it's almost like collecting baseball cards, but like the digital form. Like I get so jacked when I get a new guy and it's like, oh man, I got one of the Bushwhackers, you know, like, or somebody like that, where it's like, oh, I totally forgot about them. And it's mostly like a puzzle game, but you get to power them up and like, there's daily challenges and all that kind of stuff. And I love it, man. I'm not ashamed to say I just have a good time with it. And it's a freemium game. So real ones need to hustle like I do. Because, you know, I can't just explain like, oh, I dropped another $200 getting extra gems and tokens so I can unlock the new zombie version of Mankind because I got to have them. So, you know, I try to hustle. But that's another part of it, too. They do, like, zombie months. They made Ghostbusters. They've done, like, Masters of the Universe. They have fun with it, too. So it's just been fun for me to mess with, dude. So I got to have my WWE Champions as one of my apps. So I check my WWE score daily. How about that, Mike?
So on Facebook, mm-hmm. I saw you write on one of their forums that you drew a certain number in the Royal Rumble and yeah. You didn't get rewarded for it.
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
So I was sick, laying in bed, and like I told my wife, I was like, Ryan is writing on a forum about playing a wrestling game. Let me check this wrestling game out. So I've been playing that game nonstop in all of my free time for like the last 3 months straight after I saw your Facebook post. So thank you for discovering that game for me. Everything you said, 100% true. And it's a great way to waste time.
It really is, dude. And that was it. They had a contest where like you win bags and all these numbers kept floating out. And it was like, if one of these numbers hits the Royal Rumble, because they didn't have, you didn't know which wrestler it was. You just got numbers. And I ended up texting one of my buddies. I'm like, who won the Royal Rumble? And it was like the last guy, number 30. And I was like, I have number 30. And like a week went by. And I'm like, I'm not getting my prizes. So, you know, whereas most Midwesterners are yelling about, you know, I'm not even going to go there. But a lot of sketchy, mostly racist shit. I'm on the WWE fan page being like, where's my free snacks?
Did you ever get rewarded for it?
I did.
Man, that's what I'm talking about. You think it was the Facebook message?
No. Dude, it was, I forget, it was either after the actual contest was over or after the month was over, you got your reward. I was expecting it the next day. Like, the Rumble happened on Sunday. I was expecting it Monday. By Tuesday, I was not happy. By Wednesday, I'm on their Facebook page. So that's how it happens, man.
That's dope.
And the post had nothing to do with the actual contest. It was just their most recent post. It was about something completely different. But I'm like, I know somebody's monitoring this.
I think you started like a trend too, because there was a bunch of people talking about I drew
yeah,
a
man.
three. And
Nobody
I've been
was
trying
getting
to
it.
figure out what y'all was talking about, because the Royal, I haven't made it to the Royal Rumble yet. So I don't know what this is.
It's WrestleMania month, baby. So it's a fun
Yeah.
month, man.
Andre
Now
the
you're.
Giant. You got Andre the Giant on yours?
I don't have the new. I mean, the new, all the new stuff costs a lot of money, man. I do have the OG, the very OG Andre, and I have the purple Andre, but I don't have any of the fancy Andre. So I didn't get too far. I tried my boss battle, which was tough this time around. But we'll have to get you in the faction, man. What faction are you in?
I got one. I'm the only one in it right now. I'm in Indiana Smack. I made it myself.
Okay.
I'm the only member currently, if you want to join up.
All right. I can get you in the Architects of War, dude. You can get some faction rewards are big, dude. We got a lot of heavy hitters in there. So that's the other thing. You win by their accomplishments because they do the faction rewards, factions. We'll get you in, man, if you want to come in. Come on in.
Sure.
I'm in a
I'm
separate
in.
chat room with all these dudes, man. They all have like a couple of them are like autistic and they're like
Oh man.
about it, dude. Like,
No doubt.
and that's the,
Strategizing.
oh, yeah. Like, I
Whew.
mean,
Don't put me in there.
no, man. I love those guys. I love them in general, but I love them even more because they're so focused on this game that it's and like they have no kids, they have no nothing. Like they'll run down like 90 feud battles a night, It's like, okay, man, let's go.
Yeah, that's too much pressure for me. I'm just gonna stay in Indiana Smack until
Okay, all right.
somebody requests to join, and then we'll see.
Yeah, let's get it going. All the
Maybe our
Paniacs
paths
out there, download this app now and join the Indiana Smack, dude. Help build mine up. All right, so that's my third pick.
Boom. Oh man, so I think I had gonna run off with all the ones that I wanted with that I wanted then. So you have your music app, I got my music app. Probably the same, not the same. Like I don't have a DJ mixing for me,
Right.
but I do on my app have different profiles set up on my app.
There you go.
So if my daughter's in the car, we can play her music, or if we want to go family, we can go family. And then it knows to stay within that genre. So we're
That's
not
smart.
listening to like cuss words and everything. And then
Smart.
when I'm in the car, like it knows me. So then it'll play in between country and hip hop right now because I'm confused. And then it'll tell me which genre I play more and give me stats on what I play more. So I kind of like it. So Spotify
Yes, sir.
is mine. Spotify Premium. It's got to be premium though.
Okay,
So
you got to flex. All right.
it's actually
No commercials going on in this one.
It's free with my subscription to T-Mobile or something like that, but it's probably my go-to music app because it's got all the new stuff right when it drops too. So I dig it.
Damn it. It's where you find paid productions. So I can't hate on it.
Yeah.
No, it's a good one. I'm cheap, so I don't have the premium. So I listen to Amazon Music. So this lines up perfectly because I don't have the cool one. I have the convenient one. But no, Spotify is the top dog if you're going music, man. And that, yeah, I'm always so jealous around Christmas when everybody's releasing like their,
There,
oh
it's
man,
for the
check it
year.
out. I'm in the top 1% fans of Wu-Tang. And I'm like, fuck you, I am, man. I am. I am. And they're like, show your stats. And I'm like, I got nothing.
I think that's the cool thing, man. They're giving you stats. Like it
It's
told
cool.
me when I switched over from hip hop to country. I was like, oh my gosh. It said you now listen to country more than hip hop. I was like, mind blown.
It's like, all right, man. But you get me though. It's your co-pilot, man. It's taking care of you, man. Letting you know who you are, helping you out. It's a good friend, dude. Spotify.
No doubt.
My favorite is when I occasionally I'll watch like a when I'm on TikTok, I'll watch like a live video of like someone playing Madden for a couple minutes. I'm like, let's see what this dude's got. And in the background, they have like the Lil Wayne mix or something. And about 2 minutes, the commercial will come on. And I'm like, oh man, don't try to tell me that you're some sort of Madden King, dude, when you don't even have the Spotify premium, bro.
Oh man.
You'll get lit up in his comment section too, like, oh man. Well, like, you gotta lean into that, I guess.
That was dope.
All right, I'll grow up a little bit. I'll do a little something more professional. Speaking of paid productions and work in general, I have to do a lot of stuff on social media, and part of that is creating graphics. So I use Adobe Express, and it's basically, you know, a spot where I can take a picture from my phone or any graphic or, you know, whatever. You can edit it. You know, it's basically what a lot of people, Canva is also very popular. I don't like it as much as Adobe. Adobe's my shit. I'm going to edit this on Adobe Audition, not on the app, on my actual computer, but I'm an Adobe fanboy. And their Express is where it's at. I can flip around stuff real quick and just make like a nice slick little graphic, remove the backgrounds from things, add stuff in. Our mutual friend Shimako, I forget what he was posting after he redid his whole condo. I said something about like, if you do that again, I'm gonna Photoshop myself in that damn room, dude. If you don't, and so I did. You know, I did it on my phone. You know, late night while I was in the middle of watching something, I'm like, "Here you are, pop in on the side." It's just a fun way, you know, to kind of juice things up. I do it. My son's sixth birthday was just about a week or so, 2 weeks ago. And he loves Roblox. And so I found a picture online, found a picture of him on my phone, moved the background from it, put him in the Roblox picture, printed a couple out, hung him up for his birthday morning. You know, like, it's just a quick way to have a little bit of fun with it. It's not professional quality. I'm not a graphic artist by any means, but I got the tools to at least look like, you know, I'm hanging out in the minor leagues. And for that, I'm thankful. I'm not just using the school picture pasted on the top of a background. You know, it looks somewhat coherent. So that's where I'm at with Adobe Express.
Adobe Express, huh? I'm going to make sure I download this afterwards. You just made that sound amazing. I've never got that deep on my pictures. Everybody likes their pictures and moving graphics and stuff. I can't do it, man. I don't have the patience. It never looks real.
It takes a little bit. It takes a little bit, but it's a quick curve, man. It didn't take me that long. But there will be times where I don't know what the graphic definition of writer's block is.
Yeah.
But like sometimes, like I'll do an episode, and I'm like, man, I don't know what. Like I just did the. What do I do for this? Like when we did our movie draft, you know, for the summer. And so I'm like, I have no idea. And then I finally found like I was popcorn bucket. So I had like the overturned popcorn bucket and I turned the Paint Productions logo on its side. And I was like, fuck it, it's done. but then it's like, what color do I make my font? And what size and like, you know, all that stuff. But like after like doing it a few times, you just kind of get a feel for it. But I like the fact that I can do it from my phone because sometimes it's just like I don't have time to to get to the computer. And I like doing stuff for the, you know, our family or for like, you know, text threads or whatever. You can, you know, I hate Devin Booker, so like I'll I'll add some shit to him. Now that Kevin's not there to bail him out for a couple weeks, let's see him cry a few more times.
Can't wait to see that team. That's going to be exciting in the playoffs.
Oof. Man, it further proves my point. I'm glad to get on the tangent. Even the Phoenix Suns know they can't win with Devin Booker. That's why they had to go get KD, man. He's not an alpha. He's never been an alpha. He's tired because Luka's nuts are on his shoulders, and he's just upset about it. So even Sarver's just like, man, let's go get a real man out here to unleash the burden off of Devin Booker. We'll still make him the poster boy. He's cute, but we'll get some real ballers in there.
It's gonna have to be him when KD comes back. Chris Paul, we know, gets hurt every playoff. You don't make it through no playoffs.
I like the guy. I really do. I really do, but that's not a lie, dude. Like, I really like the guy. I just don't like Booker, man.
It'd just be interesting. I just love KD. I love the dynamic of KD. I always have. I know.
Oh, me too.
Minority in that, but I just like it. It's a 7-footer with handles, man. You don't see that shit.
Oh, no, I love him, man. But that's what they had to do because they know they spent more money than they had to just because they know the guy they paid all the money to can't get it done. All right, I digress. That was enough of the tangent. We'll go back to your number five.
All right. So, man, I appreciate you letting me get this one. My wife appreciates you, and my daughter appreciates you, and my red membership to Chick-fil-A, my app that keeps track of all my purchases so I can flex on everybody how many rewards I have that I can buy whatever I want and not pay for it. Yeah, my Chick-fil-A app.
What's your go-to order since it's safe?
It's always the spicy chicken with American cheese with extra pickles.
Nice.
So that's my, whew, I usually get two of them too, man. I can't do the grilled. I tried the grilled. I don't like the grilled as much as.
I'll do it occasionally if I'm feeling guilty, but it's not. It's very, very, very rare. But I do get. Do you ever get any of that poly sauce?
I get it all, man. Polynesian. Yeah. I like it. Love it.
Chick-fil-A sauce. Love it. I'll sometimes get a side of that because it's just like I need like a little sweet with the spice. Not frequently, but occasionally.
Every time.
Their nuggets are dope too. So, you know, sometimes I hit that. And they got the, what do you call them? The crisscross, the lattice,
the waffle fries.
Waffle fries. Damn. Thanks, man. You're killing me. Hey. Right. I was thinking of backyard construction, waffle fries. Who else does that?
Yeah. I don't know. Who? Makes waffle fries.
No one, that's who. That's who.
Yeah.
Office 2 used to here in Champaign. They're gone. Makes me sad.
It's condemned, I saw.
Yeah. Shout out to Irish Nachos. That used to be my shit. Well, I was going to go food app, but it's more of a shout out to it's going to be more of a tangent. I might save that for next one in case I want to end on it. But I got to sneak this one in. And I'm mostly just like a voyeur, more of a watcher.
Uh-oh.
Less of an action man. You think I'm going there? No, I'm not going there, man. But we drafted about it. And I like to go. I go to the GOAT app to look up sneakers, dude. That's my one. That's my one. It looks cooler than some other people have their favorite ones. I like the GOAT. It's a cool looking app. I don't purchase as much as I watch, so that's why I say I'm a voyeur. Like, I just like to look up sneakers, and like it's calming to me. And I'm like, you know what? Okay, And I set aside a few pairs, and I think about them, and I'm calculated with it. But A lot of nights it just calms me again with the darkness. It's a dark like app. I mean, my Twitter's in midnight, all that stuff. I like a nice visual. Maybe it's because I do these apps mostly at night, but the GOAT app, I'm like, you know, I'm just sitting there and I'm like, this show's boring. I'm like, I want to see if there's any new hot dunks out there, you know. It just feels good.
Yeah, I feel you on
that. That's my go-to for sneaker apps.
Man, I feel you on that. That was, man, like, I have my, look, I got my app that
for,
I use.
For the listeners at home, I'm seeing a stack of boxes and a pair of J's.
So I got mine. That's that sneakers app for Nike. But I definitely like the GOAT. I hate paying extra for shoes. So I like trying to get them straight from the manufacturer, at least no markup.
Exactly.
But it doesn't always work out that way. So sometimes you gotta
I'm
go
not
to the
savvy
GOAT.
Enough for it. And my purchases are so few and far between that I'll take the markup to get exactly what I want without the hassle.
It.
So
I like
it. That's why I go GOAT. All right, man.
So I get to
I got a handful left, man, and this is gonna be tough for me.
Man.
This was your last pick.
Yeah, I make it easy, man, because I know you don't have this one. So this app keeps track of my steps for me, right? And then when I go to this store, it's called Bix. It actually gives me dollars off of my purchase just from keeping my steps. Like, I literally do nothing but keep my phone in my pocket. And I get a $10 coupon at Dick's because of my steps. If you don't know about that, you better sign up for it.
Is that for real?
Yeah, sign up for Dick's and then sign up your Nike app to it. And then make sure you turn your steps on. And it keeps track of your steps every day. And once you hit a certain plateau, you get a $5 to $10 gift card.
What? You're shitting me, dude.
Sign up.
Well, first, I'm going to edit the part out where you say sign up for Dick's, and then I'm just gonna loop that for about 5 minutes. But
make sure you keep out all the Dick's, and then you just say, what? this is
hold
all the way
on,
back.
Dude. Like, no, dude, because my kids are in athletics. I'm in there like 2 to 3 times a week. It's like soccer socks and Gatorade bottles, and my son. He unfortunately inherited my large cranium because he's got a big brain. So we got his own batting helmet because I was tired of the coaches trying to squeeze one of those thimbles on his head. And so we got that. And then we got our own bats. Like, I'm in the rewards program, but I didn't know. I got a stupid app. It's called Pacer. And I don't even trust it anyway, because, like, I'm walking all day, and it's like, you moved, like, 1,000 steps. I'm like, man, my house is 1,000 steps.
I wish I could show you on here, but maybe one day we'll screen share, and I can show you. But,
you have to do Nike and Dick's? You can't just Dick's?
I synced them together. Once I synced them together, it keeps track of my steps for me, and there's certain plateaus. And then when I hit those plateaus, like, I mean, I can see my rewards right here. It's 10, 10, 40, 10. So, like, it's a ton of money just from downloading
this. Come on.
I feel like one of those, like, ads on where you hop on your game. In the middle of your game. Download this app right now. It'll save you some money. Move it. Look. It's right here. It's just Dick's. Get your Dick's. All right, I'm done.
I might actually have to get back to the YouTube channel on this one. It's been a while since I uploaded to it, but for this one, I might. Oh, damn. I feel like the end of Usual Suspects, when the dude realizes that the other guy was Kaiser Sose. Like, I feel like I should drop my coffee mug and be like, motherfucker, like, I've missed out on so much. Like, we're there all the time, dude. Cleats, like, Champagne doesn't have shit for sporting goods, nothing. We got nothing, dude. We used to have all kinds of sports stores. We used to have some Gary and Al's. We used to have all kinds of stuff when I was a kid. We had a whole soccer store. It was like soccer, whatever, on Bradley and Mattis there. Soccer World, Soccer Planet. No, we have a Soccer Planet, but it was soccer something. No, we got nothing. We got no competition. And I'm in there all the time. To the people are always like, or they'll give you like a discount, and it'll be like out of season. And my kids are growing like nobody's business. So I'm like, man, I'm gonna go in there and buy them size 6 soccer cleats in November. And by springtime, I'm gonna have to return them and figure it out. You know, again. All right, man. This is a learning moment. I'm going to put this in the show notes. Like, one life hack for saving money on your kids' athletic equipment. Listen now.
Oh, gosh. This is great.
Damn. That's good, dude. I don't know if I have anything to compete with that. Ooh. All right. I don't have one. This one's going to be basic, but it's going to have a tie-in for the timing of this podcast. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to select the McDonald's app. But Ryan, it's McDonald's app. That's kind of basic. It is. It's very basic. But with kids, you go to McDonald's a lot. But especially when you live in Champaign. Our Fighting Illini basketball team that is now the number 9 seed going out this Thursday at about, I think, 2 or 3:30, depending on what time zone you live in. They had this promotion at the basketball games. And if the opposing team missed 2 free throws back to back, if any player missed 2 free throws, you get a free 6-piece McNuggets. So anytime they went up to the line, if they missed their first free throw, the whole stadium would start chanting, "Nuggets, Nuggets, Nuggets, Nuggets." And if the dude clanked his second one, man, it erupted. Wah! Now, in reality, it's just a free 6-piece nugget, but it made for an exciting atmosphere at the State Farm Center. So for that, I must reward McDonald's for making that a part of our enjoyment for this season. And it also took me back when we were kids. If you went to the Illini game, Garcia's had this extra convoluted promotion where it was like, if your seat number matched the deficit of how much we beat the opponent, you got a free slice of pizza. This is just 2 missed free throws. Everybody's getting a 6-piece. Everybody. So, like, if you don't go to the game, it doesn't matter. Like, games I watched at home, me and my sons are on the couch like, Nuggets, Nuggets, Nuggets. And it was like, yep. And we'd go and get free nuggets, man. Free 6-pieces. Like, around the board, man, let's just get an after-school snack, dude. Like, that we call it, like, snack time.
Was it a limit?
Huh?
You could just go in there and say, 6 of us, we want them free nuggets?
You could put it up on the app. They gave you, like, 24 hours after the end of the basketball game, and you could get it on your app, dude. And, like, I'd pick them up from school. We could just get some free nuggets, and they'd eat them on the way home, dude. It was just like a little after-school snack, dude. It was the greatest thing ever.
That's funny.
So for that, I got – it's for the last few months, dude, it's been one of our favorite apps, because it was like the night before, like 8 o'clock. It's like, oh, tomorrow's a nugget day, Dad. And I'm like, yeah, man. So I'd pick them up, and we'd just go scoop some free nuggets on the way home from school.
That's awesome.
McDonald's nuggets are still delicious.
Yeah, that sweet sour sauce and barbecue sauce hit different.
They do. You know what freaks me out the most is, like, everybody was all about the McRib. I was never a big McRib fan, mostly because I don't think the sauce they use on the McRib is the same as the barbecue sauce for the McNugget. Why? Why,
yeah, that's
dude?
What they need, man. That's
You
what
put
I think.
that
That's
on
what
there.
everybody wanted.
You put that on there, and I'll eat any kind of meat byproduct you put on that bun, dude. Because that sauce is where it's at.
That sauce is like crack.
No, I'm like, you guys have the formula, man. Why are you fucking around with whatever you put on the McRib? Maybe it was just a flex, like, we'll get these fuckers to eat this McRib anyway. We'll get it. We'll take 15 cents off it by putting a lesser barbecue sauce on it, and they'll still eat it up. They'll beg for it. I don't know, man.
Then they sell it to the school district later.
Right, exactly.
Same shit, just less barbecue sauce on it.
But that always baffled me, man. Like, put the good barbecue on this.
That's good shit right there.
It kills me, man. It kills me. I never got one again. I never got one again. And when everybody flipped out because they're retiring it, I was like, good. Like, fuck it, man. Bring a real sandwich out here.
They still serve that shit every Thursday in schools around the country.
They do. You can always count on square pizza and McRibs at every cafeteria across the Northern Hemisphere, man.
Oh, man, that's great.
That'll do it, dude. We knocked out some serious abs, my friend. What else you got on there that didn't make the cut? We can name a couple.
Man, I got FanDuel, the gambling app.
Sure.
I had the one that controls my appliances.
Of your appliances?
Not all of them, but I'm trying to get them. I'm trying to get them there. I'm trying to get them there, but it's kind of fucked up. If you lose your internet, you're screwed. So
true.
I ain't got nothing. So, and then I had ESPN. You had Sleeper. I knew you were going to say Sleeper, so I had the ESPN.
I had a couple. I had Shazam. I still use it.
Oh, yeah. So,
especially with my kids.
Hell yeah.
You know, like, Dad, what's that song called? No fucking idea, dude. But I'll be like, hold on, I'm driving. And in my right hand, I'm dousing it up. It's like, what'd you say? Dad, what's this song? Oh, yeah, that's somebody I don't know. A couple dollar signs in their names. But the song is called this.
That's it.
I'm like, well, the chorus sounds like this, but it's actually called, you know, I even tried putting a footnote in it. And then kind of like the goat or goat. I like to call it the goat, but for sneakers, I fuck around on Zillow every now and then, dude.
No
just
doubt.
Just to see what's out there. I'm not really making moves right now. I'm not really in the market to make moves. Shout out to Joanna Smith, my realtor. But I'm not making moves right now. But I like to see what's going on around town and what's up. One house did go up for sale not that long ago, which was like one of those ones where I was like, man, I wish to God that house would go on sale. And it did. And it's like, now's not the time, man. But I had to have a serious talk about it. But it didn't happen. But, you know, or like if you just want to stalk on some folks.
Heck yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, man, where are you at? Or like you find out your friend got invited to go on a play date somewhere. It's like, where at? And then you, okay. These pictures might be dated, but it's in a good neighborhood. And like what it looks like a good structure. They got a nice basement. Oh, yeah, they're going to have a good time there, you know? I'm like, how many places in Champaign have pools? I'm going to put that filter on real quick because it's like mid-August and I'm miserable. I'm not going to buy a house with a pool in Champaign, Illinois. That's silly. But I do. I have pondered it a few times. Like, okay, actually, this one isn't too bad. This one actually is small enough. It's manageable. I bet I can get a heated cover. Like, it'll be all right. But, you know.
I'm using that app all wrong. I got to use it your way.
Right.
I was looking for a place to live.
Yeah, no.
You were looking purely for some entertainment. I love it.
This is purely recreational, man. It's like my shoes. I'm not buying that house, but I'm seeing what you're up into. Or like, hey, man, shit. Where? Oh, wait, they last bought this house in 18. Okay, they're doing all right, man. You know, they it's looking good. It's next level, like stalking, dude. But in a very simple and non creepy way. It's just like
from a distance.
You got to keep up on it, man. Keep up on your neighborhoods. I don't do next door. I deleted that shit many years ago. That will never make my list.
Oh yeah, that's just wild.
I don't have the patience for it, man. I get hot. My blood pressure rises on that shit.
Hey man, they be talking about you on there. They talk about everybody.
Yeah, exactly. We might have to do anti-apps sometimes. The fucking worst ones, man. The ones you tried out and realize this is some of the worst shit I've ever put on my phone. And it still has record of it. Like, you go and look at, like, to download an app, but it's still got the little download arrow or, like, resume or open on it. It's like, don't remind me that I did this once.
I know.
Quit shaming me, App Store.
They'd be clowning us.
I removed it, deleted it, man. No, why do you still have record of it, man? Like, it should say download or start. Like, no, it's like resume. No, man, no.
And then you accidentally hit it, and then it pops up like right in the middle of one of your pages, and you're like, why would that be right here?
Right. I'm gonna make a note of that. Anti-apps might be where it's at. All right, man, let's put a bow on it. I always love seeing you, man. We're going to do a fantasy recap soon. Thinking, I've been talking with Kevin, also from our dynasty. He's probably the dude I text with almost as much as you about fantasy. So I might add another guest. We're going to get in deep with it. Find out what people think about James Cook, Deontay Johnson, names like that. Because everybody knows what to do with Jay Jetta. But until then, man, I love you, my friend. Thanks for listening. Follow at Pain Pro. And no, I can always still taste the hot tub.